When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Well, if you're a boomer like I am, or even if you're an Xer and you're getting closer to retirement, this one question is going to be plaguing you. And there's a new book that is specifically designed to answer that question. And the question is, what happens if I live longer than my money? And the answer is don't. And the book is More Life Than Money, How Not to Outlive Your Savings by Anthony Sicaro, good friend of the show. Anthony, hey, congrats on the book. I know it's coming out very shortly and you can pre-order it at morelifethanmoneybook.com. What made you write the book?
Yeah, Carrie, thank you for having me. Great to see you. I'll be here again. I've been a retirement advisor for 23 years, and I've realized that it's not what you know that can hurt you. It's what you don't know that can hurt you. And when it comes to retirement, what you don't know can absolutely wreck your retirement. And I've met with thousands of pre-retirees and retirees over my career that have come so close to making a fatal error that I wanted to just put this information out. I'm an educator at heart. I love educating. And this book is going to educate retirees about what they don't know that can wreck their retirement and give them the information they need so that they can have the peace of mind that they really deserve to have and not have to stress out every day.
All right. So what is the biggest mistake that a retiree or a soon-to-be retiree can make that will put them in the position of needing to be a greeter at Walmart if they even still have them there?
Yeah, the biggest mistake, Carrie, by far, is not being invested appropriately for the phase of life that you're in. Really, life can be divided into three phases. You've got the accumulation phase of life, you have the protection phase of life, and then you have the distribution phase of life. And if we're going to define these, the accumulation phase is the time period that you're working and saving until you get to about 10 years away from retirement. The protection phase is from about 10 years from retirement to retirement. And the distribution phase is once you are in retirement. And the biggest mistake that people make is that they keep investing in the distribution phase of life as if they were still in the accumulation phase. And the strategies that work so well in the accumulation phase, the strategies like investing for growth and dollar cost averaging, those strategies can prove to be deadly if they're used in the distribution phase of life. And because people and pre-retirees and retirees alike have been so accustomed and in such a habit of investing for accumulation, when their life makes a paradigm shift from the accumulation phase to the distribution phase, they don't make that shift with their portfolio. And that can be a huge mistake down the road. And I hate to think how many baby boomers that are going to run out of money or be in danger of running out of money in 10 or 20 years because they haven't made that shift. And by far, above none, I think that's the biggest and most lethal mistake that you can make is not changing your portfolio when your life changes.
All right. So many of you out there, though, think that you're just going to work for the rest of your life. And that may or may not be true. And if it's not, then you're going to have a problem, aren't you, Anthony?
Oh, 100%. Yes. And I like to plan on worst case scenario. And I know that whenever I ask that question, do you want to plan for best case or worst case? Everyone I've spoken with wants to plan for worst case, because if you plan for worst case and the best case scenario happens, you'll be fine. But if you plan for best case and the worst case scenario happens, you won't be fine. So if you're wanting to work until you're 80 years old and here you are at 65, I like to do planning to determine, you know, what would happen if you have a health issue. It may not be about a desire. Your desire may be there. That may not change. But as we get a little older, we might not be able to do the things that we want. So what happens if you were forced into retirement now? Let's plan on that. And if you can work till 80, then you're still going to be fine. But if you can't, at least we have a plan in place. And I think that's, you know, the right way to plan for retirement is plan for worst case.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not planning to succeed, then you're planning to fail, right?
Yeah, 100%. You're planning to fail. And I find that most retirees don't have a plan. Retirement is very complicated. You know, you think about Social Security, just one component of retirement. I have a whole chapter in my book about Social Security and all the different choices that there are to make. When your parents had to collect Social Security, they had one decision to make. And that decision was, what time do they want to go to the mailbox to get the check? Because quite frankly, there was one age. It was 65 years old and it was all paper check. You remember the days of paper check? Well, the reality is that today there's this thing called full retirement age. And then you can take it early and then, or you could delay until 70. And then there's the spousal benefit and there's the widow's benefit. And there's so many different things. And it's gotten to a point, Carrie, just for example, so complicated that it takes computer software and the algorithms to really determine what is the best way for you and your spouse to take Social Security. And mathematically speaking, only if you're a couple and you take Social Security the wrong way over your lifetime, I've run these reports and these algorithms, and I've seen it cost couples as much as $200,000 plus of lost income over their lifetime just because they took it the wrong way. So Life has become complicated. Retirement has become complicated. And yet retirement's the most expensive purchase you're ever going to make. And you got one shot. And if you mess up, you can't go back and get it again, like if you mess up when you're 30 or 40.
Yeah, I know for myself, I was widowed long ago. And, you know, I was thinking I would just take Social Security at 70. And then I talked to a guest on the show and he said, you know, you got these survivor's benefits. And I wasn't even thinking about it. It was so many, it's close to 30 years ago. And I looked and I can take the survivor's benefits at 60, at my retirement age, my full retirement age, keep getting it till I'm 70 and then switch from 70 to my retirement benefits and pick up six figures more than I would have gotten otherwise. Had I not done this show, I would have never, ever probably realized that.
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Fury Gold Mines is a Canada-focused exploration and development company committed to aggressively growing its scalable high-grade gold assets with major drill campaigns planned across its 3.5 million ounce portfolio. Fury is led by a management team of proven explorers and developers with a track record of success in advancing and financing project development. Fury Gold Mines is well positioned to create value for investors with low-risk development growth and the potential for a new major discovery. Fury Gold Mines trades on the TSX and NYSE American under the ticker FURY. To learn more, go to furygoldmines.com. That's furygoldmines.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
And we run into that type of scenario all the time. Almost every time I meet with someone with Social Security, there's something they could be doing or something they didn't know. And that's just one area where if you don't know, you can absolutely get hurt. Another area where if you don't know about it is with required minimum distributions. When it comes to IRAs and retirement accounts, there's been some new changes. There was the Secure Act that went into effect in 2020. It has now been updated. So we've got Secure Act 2.0 that just went into effect January of this year. And that's another area that if you make a mistake and you don't know, you could wind up paying as much as a 25% penalty for a required minimum distribution that you missed because you didn't know you had to take it, or even you took it from the wrong account. So another example of a very expensive mistake that I've seen a lot of retirees make because they don't know.
All right. And that could ruin your day, huh?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry, Carrie.
I say that could really ruin your day.
100%. Having to pay a 25% penalty because you took an RMD from the wrong account or didn't take it. Absolutely. And we've seen it ruin a lot of people's days.
Yeah. And you don't want to be that. You don't want to have that to happen to you. Hey, what other mistakes? We talked about, wrong investment strategy for a particular stage of life. What else can go wrong?
So not having a financial advisor or having the wrong financial advisor, I think, is also a mistake as well, too. And there are things you need to know about choosing a financial advisor. Most financial advisors out there, I find, specialize in the accumulation phase of life. So when your life makes a transition, a paradigm shift from putting money in to retirement and taking money out, they're just ill-equipped to help you make that transition. The challenge is that when you're putting money in and dollar cost averaging, you're adding to your portfolio and you're buying new shares every month. On the other hand, when you're in retirement, you're in the distribution phase, you're not buying shares every month, you're not putting money in, you're taking money out. So what you're doing is you are selling shares every single month in order to get your income. You're doing something that we often refer to as reverse dollar cost averaging. And most financial advisors who specialize in accumulation phase, they know how to help you buy shares when you're saving, and they only know how to help you sell shares when you are taking distributions. They don't invest for income, and they're not income specialists like we are here at Provident Financial. So the only way they know how to help you get shares is to sell shares periodically every month so that you can get the income you need. And they're manufacturing income. You're not living off your interest and dividends. You're selling shares and hoping that the shares you have left.
Yeah, you're tapping your capital.
You're cannibalizing your principal. And the challenge with cannibalizing your principal is you're in a race against time. The moment you sell your first share is the moment that you're hoping that you die before your portfolio does. And it's a huge mistake. And so you have to identify an advisor who is an income specialist that can help you get as much income as possible in your portfolio and live off your interest and dividends so you don't have to sell shares. In my book, I use an analogy. If you have to sell shares to get your income, you're eating the chickens. But if you're living off your interest and dividends, you're eating the eggs. The question is, what do you want to eat, the chickens or the eggs?
Well, if you eat the eggs, the chickens will produce more eggs, right?
Exactly right. And interest and dividends is a renewable resource, but most advisors that specialize in accumulation don't know how to get you interest and dividends. And that's the real issue. You have to deal with an income specialist that helps you get as much income and dividends as possible to be able to live off of.
All right. So let's go to the next mistake.
So another mistake is not having a financial plan. Not having a plan in place that is going to protect you no matter what. You know, it's we've had a perfect storm of stocks, bonds, and cash not being great at anything for the last couple of years. You know, usually stocks and bonds are inversely correlated. You know, and that's why a 60-40 portfolio usually works. 60% stocks, 40% bonds. If the stocks go down, the bonds go up. If the bonds go down, the stocks go up. And usually that's what happens. But in 2022 and even 2021, the fact is that the correlation has been the same. The correlation has been such that that both stocks and bonds have gone down. And it's been a result of the same thing. It's been a result of the Federal Reserve raising interest rates. Well, when interest rates rise as much as they have over in 2022, over 16 times, then that's bad for fixed income. The stock market has come down because it's also not great because corporations are going to make less money when interest rates go up. So both of those have come down at the same time. And I've been asked on TV, a lot of the interviews I've done all the time, if stocks aren't good and bonds aren't good, where do we go? What do you do? And my answer is this. My answer is invest for what you know you can count on. You can count on interest and dividends if you're invested for income like our clients are. And if you can get 4 or 5% of interest and dividends after fees, then it doesn't matter what the value of your portfolio is. You know you can count on your income coming in. And that's a very critical thing to be able to count on, because of the simple fact that you know you're going to get your income. If you're invested for growth stocks, you don't know what that's going to be worth in 5 years from now. But if you're getting 3 or 4 or 5% dividends, at least you know you're going to get 4 or 5% a year for the next 5 years as kind of a worst case scenario.
So in other words, I was thinking of investing my entire retirement account into Tesla. So when I retire in 3 years, I'll have a lot more money. Maybe that's not a good idea.
Bitcoin is better.
Okay. All right. Bitcoin it is. All right. Well, hey, you gotten a glimpse of the book. You definitely want to pre-order it. More Life Than Money book. Of course, the name of the book is More Life Than Money, How Not to Outlive Your Savings by Anthony A. Saccaro. And hey, Anthony is an attorney, so you could take that to the bank. Chartered financial consultant. Is that what it is?
Yes, sir.
CHFC and a whole lot more. So if you got a question for Anthony, myself, email is kl@carrieletz.com. Put your comments on the YouTube channel. It gets you answers. And make sure when you go to our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com, you sign up for your free newsletter. Anthony, a total pleasure as always. Good luck on the book. We'll follow up with you afterwards with some more questions.
Carrie, thank you for having me. Great being here as always.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.